Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 3.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors ask to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Kidwell. We'd ask all our members and all guests to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Kidwell.
Good morning. Please bow your heads and pray with me. Dear Lord, we come before you this morning in this great state of North Carolina, in the great nation of the United States of America that you have set aside from all others. We are the shining city on the hill. We are the people who walk by your name. This morning we all want to turn and seek your face that you may heal our nation. We need you, Lord, to do that for us, to bring us together that we may stand truly as one nation under God. Let us be mindful as we work through this session that we are here to represent the Lord and his people and to make sure that we're doing what both would have us do, that we do not violate the rights of those, we do not violate their liberty, their freedom, and most of all, their religion. We ask this in the good name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for January 27th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves the journal for January 27th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Mr. Clerk, member, the chair makes the following changes to standing committees of the House. We're going to be adding Representative Warren to the Committee on Redistricting. We'll be adding Representative Carson Smith and Representative Brian Turner to the Marine Resources Committee. We're going to remove Representative Bradford from the Judiciary 2 Committee and then add him to the Judiciary 1 Committee. We're going to remove Representative Carter from the Judiciary 1 Committee and add him to the Judiciary 2 Committee. And we're going to add Representative Shepherd to the Committee on Education K-12. And we will be removing Representative Baker from the Committee on Education K-12. I believe most all these were at the request of the respective members. Sir. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Hammack, House Bill 2, Bottlenose Dolphin as State Marine Mammal.
Bills referred to the Committee on State Government, if favorable, Marine Resources and Aquacultural, if favorable, Rules, Counter, and Operations. The House Clerk will suspend as well. Chair is going to add Representative Majeed to the Committee on Banking as well. Court may continue.
Representative Kidwell, House Bill 3, Voter Initiative for Beaufort County.
Election law and campaign finance reform, if favorable local government, if favorable rules.
Representatives Moffitt, Bowles, Bell, and Paré, House Bill 4, extend ABC permit renewal fee deferral.
Alcohol beverage control, if favorable rules.
Representatives Everett, R. Smith, Lofton, and Harris, House Bill 5, $15 hour minimum pay for non-certified school employees.
Rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Bell, Moore, Humphrey, Goodwin, House Bill 6, ECU, Brody School of Medicine Funds.
Appropriations if favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hennig, Bradford, and Hardister, House Bill 7, protect city employees from retaliation.
Local government if favorable, Judiciary 1 if favorable, rules.
Representatives Von Hafen, Cunningham, Fisher, and Terry, House Bill 8, NC adopt Equal Rights Amendment.
Rules Counted and Operations of the House.
Representatives K. Smith and Farkas, House Bill 9, ECU Border School of Medicine Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Counted and Operations of the House.
Representatives Moffitt, Turner, Johnson, Fisher, House Bill 10, Asheville Airport Authority, authorized golf course.
Transportation, if favorable, local government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Bowles, Moffitt, Hurley, Willingham, House Bill 11, regulate alcohol consumables.
Alcohol beverage control, if favorable, judiciary 2, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Rydell, Hurtado, House Bill 12, address pandemic learning loss, Alamance County.
Education K-12, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 13, state search for rescue funding.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Davis, Miller, C. Smith, and B. Jones, House Bill 14, food bank in Central and Eastern NC funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 15, Fort Fisher State Historic Site Funds.
Appropriations of favorable rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 16, Southeast Area Technical High School Cooperative Innovative High School Funds.
Appropriations of favorable rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 17, Pilot Project to Treat Opioid Overdose.
Appropriations of favorable rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 18, Local School Administrative Unit Cash Management.
Appropriations of favorable rules.
Representatives Sasser and Moss, House Bill 19, Norwood Remove Cap from Satellite Annexations.
Local government, if favorable rules.
Representatives Sasser and Moss, House Bill 20, 1998, Clean Water Fund Additional Connections.
Energy and Public Utilities, if favorable, Local Government Committee on Land Use, Planning, and Development, if favorable, rules. Mr. Clerk, Chair is going to add a referral on the on House Bill 19. That's that Norwood annexation bill. That's going to need, by our rules, the Chair believes that needs to probably go to the Finance Committee as well. So the modification of the referrals can be local government if favorable, finance if favorable, rules. Members, we're about to go to notices and announcements. Again, to remind the members, of course, no votes today. There'll be no session tomorrow. There will be a non-vote session on Monday and a no-vote session on Tuesday. So Chair does believe that there'll be votes on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. And so committee, there may be a committee meeting Tuesday, but just watch your inboxes if you're on appropriations or any of the other committees for committee notices of next week. And for the new members who, and quite a few of the first term members are here today, what you just saw was the bill referral process where once the bills are filed, those come before the chair, the rules committee chair will make a recommendation of where those bills get referred. Then the speaker will go through and look at them and make some changes or otherwise refer them to those committees. Those bills are now in the possession of those committees, and so the committee chairs can call a hearing on any of those bills. And so this will be, you'll see, this will be the order of business every day for the first few weeks before we run into the bill filing deadline, where those of you may file your bills. And so it'll come through, you'll file it, it'll be read in the next day for what's called the first reading, and it'll be sent to the committees, and then the bill's in the possession of the committees at that point. So, and as the days get longer and longer, as we come up with, instead of just like a page and a little on the next, and we have like six or seven pages, what we usually will do is adjourn subject to those, and so you don't actually sit here and have to listen to that. It happens after the fact, and the clerk always appreciates that, but that's that process. So with that, notices and announcements. For what purpose, the gentleman from Union, Representative Willis, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
I'd just like to say happy birthday to my oldest today. He's turned 14 and is already looking at driving in an automobile, so we could expect some bills to be filed to raise the age of the minimum driver. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Monday, February 1st at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative Mills, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 1st at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.